Task 1. In this section, you will hear some jokes. Your task will be to match the titles of the jokes on the left with the names of the people who tell the jokes on the right. Put the letters in the grid. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
Okay, guys, we still have 5 minutes before the train arrives. Let's kill the time telling jokes. I'll start with a favourite of mine. A ship is sinking. An Englishman, with a pipe in his mouth, asks the captain, "Sir, which of these boats are for smokers?" All right, okay. Now, let's hear your jokes. What about you, Peter?
Okay, John, here it is. A 6-year-old boy walked up to his father one day and announced, "Daddy, I'd like to get married." His father, rather shocked, asked, "Sure, son, do you have anyone special in mind?" "Yes," answered the little boy. "I want to marry Grandma." "Now, wait a minute," said his father. "You don't think I would let you get married with my mother, do you?" "Why not?" the boy asked. "You married mine."
Thanks, Peter. Now it's your turn, Judith.
Okay, here I go. A medical doctor moves to a new place, so he puts on the front of his door a sign, "Best doctor in this town." Some days later, another medical doctor moves in, 2 houses aside. He also puts a sign on his door, "Best doctor in this country." A third medical doctor moves also to this street, but on the other side of the road. He also puts a sign on his door, "Best doctor of the world." Finally, a fourth medical doctor moves in, and after reading all the other signs, he puts his, "Best doctor in this street."
Nice. Thanks, Judith. Now let's hear Charles.
Okay, what are the 4 stages of life? Well, first, you believe in Santa Claus. Then, you don't believe in Santa Claus. In the next stage, you are Santa Claus. And finally, you look like Santa Claus.
Thanks. And how about you, Anne?
Well, this is a very nice one. An American walks into a Swiss bank with a huge, heavy bag in his hands. He goes to the bank clerk, brings his face close to the glass, and whispers, "I have $2 million with me. I urgently need to open a secret Swiss bank account." The Swiss bank clerk replies, "Sir, there's no need to whisper. Poverty is nothing to be ashamed of in Switzerland."
That's a really nice one. A second one, Anne?
Okay. A family of mice were surprised by a big cat. Father Mouse jumped and said, "Woof, woof!" The cat ran away. "What was that, Father?" asked Baby Mouse. "Well, son, that's why it's important to learn foreign languages."
Thanks, Anne. Okay, the train's coming, but we have just enough time for another one from you, Charles.
Sure. "If you had a pound," asked the teacher, "and you asked your father for another £1.50, how much money would you have?" £1, answered the little boy. "Oh, you don't know your basic mathematics," said the teacher, shaking her head, very disappointed. The little kid shook his head too. "Well, you don't know my daddy."
Yeah, very, very funny. Ha ha.
Oh my God.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that now we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Okay, guys, we still have 5 minutes before the train arrives. Let's kill the time telling jokes. I'll start with a favourite of mine. A ship is sinking. An Englishman, with a pipe in his mouth, asks the captain, "Sir, which of these boats are for smokers?" All right, okay. Now, let's hear your jokes. What about you, Peter?
Okay, John, here it is. A 6-year-old boy walked up to his father one day and announced, Daddy, I'd like to get married. His father, rather shocked, asked, Sure, son, do you have anyone special in mind? Yes, answered the little boy. I want to marry Grandma. Now, wait a minute, said his father. You don't think I would let you get married with my mother, do you? Why not? The boy asked. You married mine.
Thanks, Peter. Now it's your turn, Judith.
Okay, here I go. A medical doctor moves to a new place, so he puts on the front of his door a sign, Best Doctor in this town. Some days later, another medical doctor moves in, two houses aside. He also puts a sign on his door, Best Doctor in this country. A third medical doctor moves also to this street, but on the other side of the road. He also puts a sign on his door, Best Doctor of the World. Finally, a fourth medical doctor moves in, and after reading all the other signs, he puts his, Best Doctor in this street.
Nice. Thanks, Judith. Now let's hear Charles.
Okay, what are the four stages of life? Well, first, you believe in Santa Claus. Then, you don't believe in Santa Claus. In the next stage, you are Santa Claus. And finally, you look like Santa Claus.
Thanks. And how about you, Anne?
Well, this is a very nice one. An American walks into a Swiss bank with a huge, heavy bag in his hands. He goes to the bank clerk, brings his face close to the glass, and whispers, I have $2 million with me. I urgently need to open a secret Swiss bank account. The Swiss bank clerk replies, Sir, there's no need to whisper. Poverty is nothing to be ashamed of in Switzerland.
That's a really nice one. A second one, Anne?
Okay. A family of mice were surprised by a big cat. Father Mouse jumped and said, Woof, woof! The cat ran away. What was that, Father? Asked Baby Mouse. Well, son, that's why it's important to learn foreign languages.
Thanks, Anne. Okay, the train's coming, but we have just enough time for another one from you, Charles.
Sure. If you had a pound, asked the teacher, and you asked your father for another £1.50, how much money would you have? £1, answered the little boy. Oh, you don't know your basic mathematics, said the teacher, shaking her head, very disappointed. The little kid shook his head too. Well, you don't know my daddy.
Yeah, very, very funny. Ha ha.
Oh my God.